This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is weighing responses to the death of three U.S. service members in Jordan Sunday in a drone strike the White House attributed to Iranian-backed militias. The attack has many U.S. lawmakers concerned about increasing U.S. military involvement in the Middle East following the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
On Capitol Hill, some Democratic senators are concerned a U.S. response could rapidly escalate a military conflict before lawmakers have a chance to authorize war.
This is an escalating war in the Middle East. The U.S. is getting drawn more and more into it. There's no congressional authorization for the U.S. participation in another war in the Middle East, so the time is probably now right for Congress to begin that discussion.
But lawmakers also recognize the need for a strong U.S. response.
Anyone who attacks the troops and puts Americans in harm's way, when we do everything we can to defend our.
Earlier this week, top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell said the Biden administration's policies had increased the threat posed by Iran. And other Republican lawmakers said Thursday any response should be carefully calibrated.
I'd like to know the president has a plan to not just stop this, but to put Iran in a position they will never do this again.
Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The United Nations High Court will rule Friday if a case in which Ukraine has accused Russia of violating international law by saying its invasion was launched to stop an alleged genocide can move forward. Ukraine brought the case at the International Court of Justice, also known as the World Court, days after Russia's invasion of Ukraine on February 24th in 2022. Lawyers from Moscow have urged judges to throw out the case, saying Kyiv's legal arguments were flawed and the court had no justification. This is VOA News. The U.S. has approved $4 billion in drone sales to India. We get the details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The U.S. has approved $4 billion in drone sales to India. The Biden administration has approved a nearly $4 billion sale of drones and military equipment to India that are meant to be used to improve its maritime safety and surveillance. The approval comes at a time when Washington is courting New Delhi to increase its cooperation with the U.S. Indo-Pacific strategy, which is largely focused on countering China's influence in the region. The sale will include 31 Sky Guardian drones, 170 Hellfire missiles, 310 small-diameter bombs, and related support material. I'm Norman Hall.
An asteroid the size of a skyscraper is about to buzz the Earth. We get more from the AP's Ben Thomas.
First things first, it'll pass within 1.7 million miles of Earth. But that's seven times the distance from the Earth to the Moon, and there's no chance of it hitting us. Designated 2008 OS-7, NASA estimates it's between 690 and 1,575 feet across, so similar in size to the Empire State Building. It's just one of several asteroids making approaches in the coming days. Three much smaller ones, no more than 10 yards across, on Friday, followed by another two on Saturday, and on Sunday, an asteroid roughly half the size of 2008 OS-7. I'm Ben Thomas.
It turns out heavy lead aprons may be on their way out at the dentist's office. The AP's Ed Donahue explains.
The American Dental Association's Council on Scientific Affairs is no longer recommending using lead aprons and thyroid collars for dental x-rays. UCLA dentistry professor Sanjay Malia says this change is long overdue.
These practices were put into place in the 1950s when there was concern that there might be some hereditary effects of radiation.
X-ray beams are now more focused, so there is less concern about radiation hitting other parts of the body. Also, the aprons and collars can sometimes block dentists from getting the images they need.
Dental x-rays contribute less than 2% of the overall exposure to medical radiation.
This all depends on your dentist. Rules in California require dentists to use the aprons. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities continue to search for potential survivors off Puerto Rico's northwest coast Thursday after a crowded boat capsized, killing two people. The Coast Guard said officers rescued 30 occupants after that boat capsized on Wednesday near the coastal town of Camus. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.